Hello BM students, and welcome to the episode of Evaluation of Performance. In this episode, I will be discussing the difference between efficiency and effectiveness, the different KPIs we can use to measure the success of a business, also the balanced scorecard measurement and how that works, and then lastly, we will be looking at social responsibility and how that affects the evaluation of performance. So let's first discuss efficiency and effectiveness. Now, it's important to note that they are very different. So when you think of efficiency, think of time. Efficiency is judged as the best use of resources in the production of goods and services. So how quickly inputs can be turned into an output. So the more efficient you are, the less time it's going to take for you to do something. Now let's look at effectiveness. Effectiveness is really focusing on the quality, not so much the time. So in order for something to be judged as effective, it needs to be the degree to which an organisation achieves its organisational stated goals and objectives. So that is getting the job done and doing it right. Now that we've looked at the difference between efficiency and effectiveness, what KPIs can we use in order to measure whether something has been efficient or effective? So if we look at efficiency and how we can measure whether something is efficient or not, the KPI we can use is the rate of productivity. That is, how many things are being produced or how many services are being offered within a specific time frame. Effectiveness, on the other hand, can be measured through KPIs such as employee satisfaction or customer satisfaction. So we're looking at the quality, to the degree, to how well something was being done. So now let's look at the different KPIs. Number of sales. Obviously, the more sales a business makes, the better. Return on investment. Usually shown as a percentage, shareholders want to get the biggest return on their investment as they possibly can. Market share, that is what percentage or share of the market does a business occupy? Obviously, the more the percentage, the more they occupy. Net profit. Profit is the difference between revenue and expenses. So after the revenue has come in and after they've paid all their expenses, what's left? That's the profit. Productivity, or the rate of productivity growth. And it measures their ability to transform inputs into outputs efficiently. Level of staff absenteeism. That is the number of staff who are sick on any given day, week, year, etc. The level of staff turnover. The number of staff who are leaving the organisation after a period of time. The level of job satisfaction through a staff satisfaction survey. That is, you find out how are staff feeling about their jobs. Customer satisfaction, and that's done through a customer satisfaction survey. How is a customer feeling about a particular service they've received? The number of workplace accidents. That could give someone an insight as to the number of workplace accidents that are occurring. Level of waste. That is the level or proportion of waste in a production process will give an indication of an organisation's efficiency. Reducing waste, that will reduce the costs that's associated with producing the product. Because at the end of the day, these wastes really are things you paid to produce. In terms of the output, you can't use the particular waste, you're just throwing it away. And because you've paid to produce it, it's costing you money. Other KPIs can also be the number or level of industrial disputes for a particular industry, and that dispute could be about pay and conditions. Also, the number of customer complaints. So that can give you an indicator of how customers view the organisation and their satisfaction. So again, with KPIs, key performance indicators, these are used to measure the success and performance of an organisation. And they're vital to give us that indication, that insight as to how we're actually travelling. Now let's look at the balanced scorecard approach. And this allows managers to look at performance in an organisation from four different perspectives. The first perspective is the customer perspective. How do customers see us? What do they think of us? Second, internal capabilities perspective. At what must we excel within the business? What must we be good at in order to be competitive? Three, innovation and learning perspective. Can we continue to improve and create value within the business? Four, financial perspective. How do our owners, our shareholders, part owners see us? And this approach will allow the organisation to track its progress in the long term by considering what is their strategic intent, their direction of the business, what is their broad focus of management, including any sustainable long-term performance, what's their improved communication within the organisation regarding their performance, what's their focus for process improvement, and what capabilities do they need to focus on in terms of their strategic goals. The last part of this podcast, I just wanted to touch on social responsibility and how that can affect the evaluation of performance. So while the majority of LSOs will focus on profit and financial performance, many stakeholders and the community in particular now expect social responsibility and other non-financial measures to be equally important to a business. All organisations must ensure that social responsibility is incorporated into their measurement of performance. KPIs such as the level of waste may reflect waste minimisation and the positive impact of the organisation on the environment. Staff turnover, absenteeism, and the level of workplace accidents will often indicate whether an organisation has the interest of their employees as an important goal. And those internal aspects we would consider to be more business ethics, and the social responsibility we would consider the impact an organisation has on its wider community, such as the environment, whether organisations are reducing their level of waste, whether an organisation is contributing to a local charity, maybe they're contributing to a local footy club and sponsoring that club. So a good KPI to use in order to measure social responsibility is level of waste, and that's one that I want you to remember.